I'm very, very glad to see so many faces which I know, and also so many faces which I don't know. And there's a third category. Faces which I heard would come, I do not know them yet, but when I look into them, I think, this must be this person and no one else. Yes, I have seen one such person and a few others. Today we will open the summer camp, which, as you will see, will attract many more people and devotees than in previous years. I heard we have 350 registered participants. That would mean there will be like 400 on some days. So we are just starting. The fire is still small, but it will become big. This inauguration will be a simple one. I will say a few words as a message for you. Then we will request Madhva Muni, the organizer, to give us a little orientation through the summer camp, and then there will be a sweet surprise at the end. No, it's a sweet surprise. Not quiche. I understand every word you say, Radha Kripa. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvaseza Nyavadi Vasadhyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hari Bol. This is the first day of a wonderful week which is ahead of us, the summer camp week. Many of us have spoken about it, many of us have hoped for it, many of us have saved money for it. And now it is here. It is my very, very great hope that all of you will obtain from this week what they are secretly hoping to attain. It is my sincere prayer to Shishi Gonitai that you will, when you leave this summer camp, leave heavy, not with weight, stomach weight, but heavy with realization. I would like to speak something to you today on what I personally feel would be a very good way to use the summer camp so that you can become rich in spiritual realization. First of all, I must say it's a miracle that we again got this wonderful place where we are really all for us. The first information when we asked the owners of this place whether or not we could have it this year was, no, you cannot have it because a big hotel will be built here. Yes, at this time this should be a building ruin. But Krishna had other plans and worked through the Serbian time factor. So it's very nice that we again can have this place where we are really free to do everything which we like to do at this place. The Serbian summer camp started in a very, very small way. So small that I said in my mind, I will never come to a Serbian summer camp. It's just too small. I believe they started at the Lake Palić. Is that true? No? At some small place. And they have grown over the years. So much so that many devotees consider it almost like a cult, the summer camp cult. Something they really want to be part of, something extraordinary to visit. This time, even devotees from Germany and Hungary have come. And more will come from India, etc. So, we have grown. But have we grown internally? Has our movement done the work? The growth of an institution can never substitute the individual spiritual journey. And institutional growth or failure can never affect what goes on in the heart of the individual.
И разните институции или неуспех институции никогда не може да се поисповеди само што се дешава во срцу особи.
Institutional growth and failure can certainly influence the surface.
И разните или неуспех институции дефинитивно може да утиче на површину.
And many of us are still on the surface of spiritual life, so therefore we can also become influenced.
И многу нас се на површини духовно живота и затоа бивамо потпадни под утице тоа.
But whatever happens outside, even what happens in an institution, can never affect what is going on deep in the bottom of the heart of the individual.
Али само што се дешава споле, чак и во оваа институција, никогда не може да дојде на оно што се дешава у дну срца душе, у дну срца особи.
Today I want to speak on the individual journey of each one of us, the journey which hopefully will bring us to full Krishna consciousness. Very often Srila Prabhupada has said that we all are meant to swim in the ocean of bhakti rasa. The spiritual ocean of deep taste in Krishna consciousness. Unless and until we swim in this divine ocean of ecstasy, we are like fishes out of water.
И се тоа не плевам во том божанском океане екстаза, ми сме управо поput риба извон води.
Whatever you offer a fish who has come outside of the water cannot really satisfy it.
И што го запомнете риби која изашла из воде не ќе задоволи.
You may be a devotee for many years. Or you might have just started your spiritual life yesterday. Unless and until you come into the ocean of ecstatic Krishna consciousness, you will be a fish out of water. It doesn't matter if you are an old fish out of water or a young fish out of water. Both types of fishes are frustrated and fight for life. Either you are an old devotee who is not in contact with the bhakti rasa, or you are a young devotee who is not in contact with the bhakti rasa. You will suffer. Hare Krishna. When you are a little old, like maybe 4 years or 5 years in the movement, and you are not in contact with that ecstatic taste, you will actually suffer more than the young devotee who has just started yesterday. The young devotee who has no taste in Krishna consciousness can at least feel very enthusiastic. I'm dressed in a dhoti now and in a sari and my belly shows to the world. But the older devotee, for him, this is nothing new. So, I want to make the motto for this summer camp: get into the water now. It's high time. Get into the ocean of bhakti. Somewhere here in this universe, there is this ocean of bhakti. And there are few exalted souls who swim in this ocean of bhakti. Rupa Goswami says, these devotees swim very joyfully like fishes. Swim very joyfully, maybe like dolphins, makaras. They are like, he uses the word makaras. They jump and they frolic and they blow water. They enjoy themselves in the ocean. So in this summer camp, we invite you to become dolphins in the ocean of bhakti. You should laugh and cry and jump in the ocean of bhakti. It is said that this taste in the ocean of bhakti is so nice that these souls do not want liberation from the world. And like fishes who can dive very deep, these great souls who are no longer afraid of the nets of Maya. When you are deep in the ocean of bhakti, you don't have to be afraid of Maya any longer. When you are like a dolphin, able to dive deep in the ocean of Krishna consciousness, you don't have to be afraid even of birth and death. Once Yamaraj, the god of death, whispered something into the ears of his Yamadutas. Psh, 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 tiny. He whispered, "Don't go near to these devotees of Hari." These devotees who are diving deep in the ocean of the Bhakti Rasa, they are always protected by the club of Lord Vishnu. And therefore Lord Brahma, I and even the time factor are not competent to chastise them. Today I want to invite you to look for the secret ocean. It has very sweet water. The water of rasa, of a deep inner satisfaction in the relationship with Krishna. Somewhere in this universe, there is this ocean. It is very far. And if you have eyes to see, it's very close as well. This ocean is the goal of all systems of yoga. And when you hear where you will find it, you will be surprised. But first I want to ask you, what do you need in order to find this ocean? I don't know if you know, but I'm the uncle to three very nice children. the children of my brother. Yes. My nephews are all devotees, but modern devotees like many of you. What I mean is they have a job in the world and girlfriends and everything. But they are devotees in their hearts, very nice devotees. So once a year, they have 1 hour to show me the world. And I remember that 2 years back, they showed me the world of computer games. There was one game, you know, with two brutal people, and I said, this is too primitive. Do you have something else? And then Madhusudan thought, and he thought, yes, we have something very spiritual for you. And it was about finding a treasure. And I don't remember the exact detail. There was one girl, I think her name was Laura Logic or something, and she had to find somehow keys, and with this key she could open the next level, the next door, and then somehow, I don't know, there were portals in the mountain, and she would open one portal. You know what is portal? Portalski? It's like a gate, a door. Yeah. And then she would have to do some fight with some tigers and then find another key. And I remember it was, she had to just go through different levels, and at the end there was the treasure. I remember. So I think the inventors of this computer game took the archetypal subject of the spiritual quest, the spiritual search, where you have to qualify yourself on different levels and find the keys to the next level of advancement. If you want to find this bhakti rasa, this ocean of nectar, you also need to find some keys. And these keys can be found at a summer camp. You can think, here in this area are two keys which you need to open new portals in your spiritual life so that you can actually access the treasure of Krishna consciousness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says you need two keys to become Krishna conscious. The first is Bhakta Kripa and the second is Bhakti Bala. In English we would say the mercy of devotees And the second is the strength of love or devotion in the heart. When you are actually able to please devotees in a spiritual way, you will find that one door opens. They actually will open a door for you, a door through which you will be able to go to the next level. Without getting the mercy of devotees, a certain door in spiritual life will remain closed for you. I remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to always go to Vrindavan. But I think for 5 years he tried and he was never successful to enter Vrindavan. And do you know what he said was the reason? He said to the devotees, I have not satisfied you. Gadadhar cried when I left him and had tears of sadness. Therefore, I could not enter Vrindavan and had to just turn around before I reached. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please, you devotees who stay in Puri, give me your kripa, your mercy. Then only I can go to Vrindavan. Please. I have understood this now. So in this summer camp, I want to request all of you, get the mercy of the devotees. Be a little bit creative how you can get it. Maybe you give presents, but not in a blackmailing way, huh? Maybe you speak enlightening words. Maybe you do service while you are here. Maybe you take part in a program 2 days from now. It's called the Magical Theater Show. Where some of you will be requested to become glumats in some fantastic theater shows. Leave your ego at home. Become a servant. At least try it for 1 week. You will make amazing experiences. If you have brought your ego, tomorrow I will bring a box and you can put it in there and I will lock it, and then after 1 week you can get it back. Maybe we will burn it a little bit, but you can get it back. Get the mercy of devotees. You need this to enter Vrindavan. And the next is become a capitalist. A capitalist in bhakti. You need the strength of love. Otherwise, you will break down before you reach the goal. It is devotion in the heart which gives life to us. And when that devotion leaves our heart, we become as good as spiritually dead. I know from practical experience what it means to not be able to walk any longer. It's frightening when you are so helpless that you have to be carried to the toilet. And you then become very prayerful, oh Krishna, please give me strength at least that I can go alone to the bathroom. So for our spiritual life, we need spiritual strength, not just material strength. And that spiritual strength always has to do with bhakti. This bhakti bala can come during a kirtan performance. It can also come when you are listening to Krishna katha. It enters you usually through the heart, this strength of devotion. Unless we have this strength, we will not be able to walk on the spiritual level. I remember when I was young, I once saw a movie. You know, they had put some human being together. And I remember they had some wire which was connected with the roof, and then some flash came and the electricity went right into the heart of that constituted human being. And then he started to walk and sing and dance and do many things. So in spiritual life, we also want to somehow create a new human being out of us. A heavy, ecstatic devotee. But we also need some strength to come into this new composition. The strength of bhakti. You can follow so many rules and regulations, in other words, and you know, make this part of your life. You can import so many new concepts in your mind. You can dress up in a new way. You can go on pilgrimage. You can learn to control your breathing. You can become a very austere person who only lives from cake. But if you don't get this current of bhakti into your new composition of your life, it won't work. You won't be able to walk happily on the spiritual level. Some of you look so dead. Why do you look spiritually so dead? What went wrong on your way to heaven? Some look so sad. Some of your spiritual auras are so weak. One can see it and not believe it, how weak it is. You need a strong current now. I'm sorry. I'm a little in my preaching mood. Hare Krishna. So, the current is available here. Bhakti Kripa and Bhakti Bala are available when devotees meet together to serve the Lord. And with these two keys, you can find the ocean of Bhakti Rasa. This ocean, I will tell you the secret location of this ocean. The secret location of the ocean is in your heart. It's very near and also very far. It depends if you have the keys or if you do not have the keys. For someone who has the key of Bhakta Kripa and Bhakti Bala, the ocean is very close. But for someone who doesn't have the keys, he can search for the whole life for this ocean. He won't find it. I learned this from Madhusudan with his Laura Logic magical play, the computer's play. At the end, I would like to tell you the story how this is very close and very far at the same time. This story will help you to find the keys. One day, Gopal came to the border. He said to the custom officers, "I have to admit, I'm a smuggler." "Oh," said the custom officers, "Gopal, what are you smuggling?" That is not my task to tell you because I'm a smuggler. That you have to find out because you're a customs officer. So the customs officer looked everywhere for things which Gopal was maybe smuggling. But Gopal only had a magarats and two baskets on the magarats and a thin dhoti and a small chatter. They searched everywhere in the baskets and in the chatter, but they couldn't find anything. So they said, "Gopal, you're not a smuggler. Go." So Gopal passed the border. This happened every month. He would come and he would say, "I have to admit, I'm a smuggler." And every month they couldn't find anything. Just waved him through. But the strange thing was, Gopal was becoming richer every month. He had a very expensive dhoti the next month. A very good chatter. He was getting rich. After half a year, he built a house. What was Gopal smuggling? Something he was smuggling. One customer officer said, maybe he keeps some gold in the stomach and they made Gopal vomit. Nishta! What was he smuggling? Why was he becoming so rich? After 2 years, Gopal didn't need to smuggle any longer. He was a rich man. And after 10 years, one of the customer officers went to Gopal and said, now it doesn't matter any longer. Please tell us, what were you smuggling, but we could not find. And Gopal said, donkeys. Gopal had always brought a new Magarats over the border. Every month a new Magarats, and he sold it with big profit. This way, they saw, but they didn't see what he was smuggling. They were blind. They couldn't understand. Let us not be like this in Krishna consciousness. We have the opportunity to get the keys for the kingdom of God in this week. But I can guarantee you, some of us will not see them. They will be blind. But I think most of us, 98%, will see them. I want to encourage you to see where can you get Bhakta Kripa and where you can get Bhakti Bala this week. So that you can come to the ocean of Krishna consciousness, which is waiting for you right in your heart. It's not very far, but it's very far. This morning I was reading some verses about Krishna's appearance. It said, when Lord Krishna appeared, the demigods and the great saintly persons showered flowers from the sky in a joyful mood. And then Lord Krishna appeared in the heart of Devaki. He appeared like the moon who appears in the dense darkness. And by being touched by Krishna's presence in her heart, Devaki became of the same category of Krishna. In other words, she was intimately related with Krishna. It is our hope that Lord Krishna Chandra will make his appearance in all of our hearts during this week. I know that we have a wonderful program together Very devotees who had never come here will come. Of course, there will be Bir Krishna Maharaj, who has extraordinary seminars this time. One seminar is he will guide us back into our last life. Yeah, I have heard today. Then we will have Madhavananda, who will talk about some. Madhavananda brings out this Krishna Katamrita Bindu, this electronic newsletter, and these nectarian books when Vrindavan meets Mathura and so on.
Časopis Krishna Katamrita Bindu isto izdaje knjige sa puno nektara kao što je knjiga Vrindavan sreće Mathuru.
There will be a Mataji from India who is a devotee since she is 6 years old. And she will give something new, what we have not introduced, a Mataji Sangha, where it's mostly for Matajis, where they will talk about Mataji-related subject matters. I have heard that Rohini Sutta Prabhu will come, and then our very, very wonderful, I call him by now the cosmic traveler, the Narada Muni of ISKCON, our Jayapataka Maharaj, will also come. He wrote me, I believe. Yeah, he will stay longer than usual, 4 days. We will have a day of Ratha Yatra here on the camp, I believe, Iveshwara Prabhu. Yes. We have Ganga Safari, and we have Nam Bhajan, and we have Bhima Nirjal Ekadasi for the intense people amongst us. Yeah, Panihati, everything we have. And we have the marriage of Anandini. Everything is there. Yeah. It's a very colorful program. Please enjoy it to your heart's content. And don't be like the toll customers, huh? We want to catch Bhakti Bala and Bhakta Kripa. So, Hare Krishna.